With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse was named as co-chair of the Congressional Wine Caucus last May, but honestly, the House had its hands pretty full through the remainder of 2019. But now, as 2020 gets into full swing, Newhouse says that he's now had plenty of time to jump in with both feet.
So the Wine Caucus, certainly people like the wine industry and enjoy the product of the wine industry, so it's a fun caucus, but it's also got a very serious side to it.
Newhouse says it's all about spreading the good word.
The intention, the goal is to educate other members of Congress as to some of the important issues related to our wine industry. I happen to be the very first co-chairman from outside of the state of California, so I'm very proud about that.
So like other crops, there must be some trade issues for wine.
You're right. We are engaged in some of the issues. For instance, the potential imposition of new tariffs on wine products coming from Europe, the European Union, and the negative impact that would have on our industry here as far as it relates to our exports.
Newhouse says it's important the decision makers are in the know.
So we've been engaged to make sure the administration sees it from the wine industry's perspective as to the impacts of some of the potential decisions that are being considered.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Congressional Wine Caucus.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.